Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study His precious Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us in our study of the Word of God today. I'm reading again from the book of Psalms 91, verse 1, where the Word of God said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And we're looking at the thought, why the devil hates the secret place. And of course, that secret place is that prayer closet that our Lord spoke about in Matthew chapter number 6, verse 6, where He said, "And thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, when thou hast prayed to thy Father, which is in secret, then the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Here the Bible said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place." And I've already mentioned it, but it's worth my repeating. That means to come in and stay a while, to sit down, to tarry, to wait, to linger. And if we will come to the throne room of God, get in our secret place of prayer, and just stay there, spend time communing with God, then the Bible said that we would abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that carries with it the impression that we can find a refuge when the storm is passing by. We can spend the night under the shadow of the Almighty, and we need that. So I'm preaching this week on why the devil hates the secret place. On Monday's broadcast, I pointed out to you that the devil hates the secret place because in that secret place, God gives us an awareness of sin. Our sins in the presence of God become exceedingly sinful. We may look at ourselves and look at other people and feel like, well, I'm as good as they are. But friend, when you come in the presence of a holy God and you start comparing yourself with Him, then you become aware of your sinfulness before God. So the devil hates the secret place because in the secret place, God gives us an awareness of our sin. And then I pointed out to you on yesterday's broadcast that the devil hates the secret place because the secret place gives us an attitude of supplication. The more you pray, the more you want to pray. And I can promise you from the Word of God and by experience that if you meet with God early in the morning, before you get so wrapped up in the affairs of the day, and you spend time with Him, then you'll go through the day wanting to commune with Him. You'll speak with Him often as you journey through the day. He will show up wherever you're at and let you know He's there, and His presence will make you desire to commune with Him. So in the secret place, God gives us an awareness of our sin, and God gives us an attitude of supplication. Prayer will get us to wanting what God wants. And the more we want what God wants, the more we talk to Him about it. So it will give us an awareness of sin. It will give us an attitude of supplication. And the devil hates that prayer closet for that reason. But then I want you to notice a third thing today. The devil hates the secret place because in the secret place, God gives us the anointing of the Spirit of God. Friend, you cannot hang around God long without Him putting His Spirit and His power upon you. He'll hang around you if you hang around Him long. So the devil hates the secret place because he knows that God will give us an anointing of the Spirit of God as we stay in that secret place. This may be very common and very practical, but it's got a great meaning to it. The trees do not drip with dew for just spending a couple of minutes out in the night air. No, they stay there all night, and the dew builds slowly through the hours of the night on the leaves of the tree. And come morning, you can walk out and the leaves are dripping. Friend, I want to tell you something. You don't drip with God's grace and glory by running in with your little short order prayer and just telling God what you want, what you need, and maybe say thank you, Lord, and walk away from it. But if you'll come in and you'll sit down and you'll get on your face or whatever you do, but spend some time, you'll tarry there at the throne of grace. I'm telling you, the honey of heaven will get in your soul, and the glory of God will get on your life, and the power of the Holy Ghost will get upon you, and you'll have an anointing of God to do the work that God wants you to do. Perhaps the greatest problem in our Christian life is we have so much of our serving God that is based upon our planning, our programming, our personalities, our pushing and pulling and priming and pumping. But oh, my friend, that does not avail anything. What we need, as Zechariah would say, chapter 4, verse number 6, not by might, that's man's might, not by power, man's power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Friend, we need the anointing of God. You see, the Holy Spirit comes unto us in conviction and makes us aware of our sin. And then he comes into us in salvation and makes us aware of our sonship. But then he comes upon us in service and makes us aware of our inability and our need of the supernatural power of God upon our life. And friend, when you spend time in that secret place, can I just say it? God will get on you. The Holy Ghost will get on you. And you'll have an anointing of service like the world does not understand. And even the religious circles of our day cannot explain and they cannot produce. But the Holy Ghost will get on you. And there'll be an anointing of God's power in your life like you never have anywhere else. You just get in that secret place and you spend time with God praying, confessing your sins, forsaking them, making love to the Lord Jesus Christ, thanking him and praising him for what he's done in your life. And friend, God will fill you with the Spirit of God. God will fill up everything you empty in your own vessel with the power and the presence of the Spirit of God. And there will be an anointing for service like you'll find nowhere else. You see, the Bible has much to say about the anointing of the Spirit of God in our lives. In the Old Testament, they anointed the kings. And in the Old Testament, they anointed the priest. And in the Old Testament, the prophet was anointed. My friend, in the New Testament, whatever aspect of service we're going to render to God, we need God's anointing upon us. Let me give you some things from the Word of God today. The Bible teaches us in Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 16. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Friend, the only way that we can walk a Christian walk that will be effective before God and men is that we walk not in the energy of the flesh, not in the lust of the flesh, but we walk in the power of the Spirit of God. You can walk the walk that God wants you to walk only when you have his anointing upon you. But not only there's walk in the Spirit, but we're taught in the Word of God that we are to witness in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Friend, when you hang around that prayer closet with God, you hang around it, that secret place with God, God will put a burning witness in your soul and fill you with the Spirit of God and give you boldness to witness and give you a burden to witness and make it blessed when you do witness and effective in the life of others. So we are to walk in the Spirit. We're to witness in the Spirit. And then I realize the context of John chapter 4, verse number 24, speaks of our own spirit. The Bible said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But friend, I want to tell you, I can make an application out of that, that we must worship in the Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost is the only one that has the knowledge and the ability to direct us and to empower us for worshiping God in the worship service. And friend, the devil does not want us to worship God in spirit and in truth. And he does not want us to witness with power. And he does not want us to walk in the Spirit. So we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so he hates the secret place because of that. And then in Ephesians chapter number 6, verse number 10, the Bible said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, we are to warfare against the enemy of our soul in the power of the Spirit of God. And may I say to you, the songwriter was so true when he pinned down the words and he said, all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One come down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. May I say to you, friend, you hang around that prayer closet and it'll get God on you. And if God gets on you, when you go to church, he'll get on somebody else. He'll get on the preachers as he preaches. He'll get on the singers as they sing. He'll get on the Sunday school teachers as they teach. And I'm saying we need that power. We must have it. And the only way to have that anointing of God is to spend some time in the secret place of prayer. So the devil hates the secret place because in that secret place, he will give you an anointing of the Spirit. And you can walk in the Spirit. You can witness in the Spirit. You can worship in the Spirit. You can work in the Spirit. And you can warfare in the Spirit of God. Moses stayed on the mountain with God 40 days. And when he come off, he had such a glow of God that he had to put a veil over it for Israel to look upon him. Oh, my heart cries out, God, give us preachers. And God give us Christians who will get in the secret place and stay there until their face glows with the anointing of God. And their life just illuminates his glory, his majesty, and their work magnifies his power upon them and through them to the glory of our God. Friend, we must get in that secret place and stay there for the anointing of the Spirit of God. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.